This is 91.9 KVCR. I'm Ken Vincent. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week, or perhaps longer, depending upon how long it's been since we've talked with you, Cassie. Good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
It's been a few weeks, and we got a lot of news to catch up on here. The 2019-2020 state budget contains good news for UC Riverside Medical School and Inland Empire Courts.
The medical school has been given enough money to expand between $80 million and $100 million. In addition, about $40 million for new medical residencies. The idea is to have medical students do their residencies in the Inland Empire, so hopefully they will stay in the Inland Empire when they become medical doctors. Mm-hmm. Second, and this is a story that I wrote about a lot at the Press Enterprise, money has been included in the budget to add 25 judges to Riverside County and San Bernardino County and staff to support the judges. As you'll recall, San Bernardino County is down about 38 judges. Riverside County is lacking about 36 judges. So the state budget is beginning to inch up the support to add judges in our area. What happened was, of course, all the explosive population growth over the 80s and 90s and even into the 2000s. Simply, the courts could not keep pace with all the increased population, which meant additional, of course, criminal cases and civil cases. And the courts ended up with long delays in cases, and even civil judges had to start doing criminal cases so that the statutes of limitations wouldn't run on those cases. This is good news, of course. It doesn't bring either county up to where it needs to be, but it's a head start.
And you have been talking about this and writing about this for a long time, so maybe some of the harping worked.
And also a Democratic legislature supporting now this Democratic Assembly and State Senate members from the Riverside and San Bernardino areas.
Yes, yes. Okay, the Loma Linda VA has been the subject of two critical reports lately.
And we talked about both of these in the past. First, we talked about how the Loma Linda VA hired a convicted murderer, a man who spent 22 years in prison for killing a business rival. And the question was left hanging whether he had actually had a federal background check, a background investigation. And according to the director of the Loma Linda VA health system, indeed there was the proper vetting of this job candidate, and he has successfully been doing his job and even gotten promotions. The member of Congress, Pete Aguilar, a Democrat from Redlands, who had asked the VA for an explanation of how this happened, said he is satisfied that indeed the system followed the Office of Personnel Management protocol in hiring this man. The other story we talked about was the concealing of the fact that there was Legionnaires' bacteria found in the water system of the hospital, and staff was not told even after the management knew about it. A new federal investigation has determined that the Department of Veterans Affairs failed to provide housekeeping staff at the VA Medical Center in Loma Linda with adequate training, possibly contributing to an increase in potentially deadly infections at the facility. And that's not just the Legionella, but also Clostridium difficile, or C. diff, a bacterium that is very serious and difficult to treat, antibiotic resistant, and can cause diarrhea and life-threatening inflammation of the colon. 32 cases were reported at the VA Medical Center in Loma Linda in 2016 and 36 in 2017, so an increase, and that's worrisome. Now, two members of Congress, Aguilar and also Mark Tacano of Riverside, who is the chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, have asked for a meeting with the director of the health system because they say that it's not clear that, although he says that he concurs with all the recommendations coming out of this very critical report, that he has assigned responsibility for developing and monitoring the completion of this action plan, and that he has sufficient resources to implement these recommendations, even though he says that he agrees with them. And so they've demanded a meeting, and that meeting date has not been set at this time.
Okay, and a roundup of news from inland cities that we've been wanting to do for a while. One mayor got a big raise, and three other inland officials in another city got pay cuts.
The Moreno Valley City Council awarded the mayor a 54% pay increase. They said because now the mayor in Moreno Valley is directly elected rather than just being chosen by the council among their own members. However, there was some protest of that, and a longtime city official said, well, yeah, the workload hasn't increased, so why give him a raise? And in fact, the council will be getting its own raise in 2021, about a 60% increase. And that will trigger another increase for the mayor, the idea being to keep his salary above the city council members. Meanwhile, over in San Bernardino, where there was an $11 million budget shortfall, the city council voted on a split vote, 4-3, to cut the salaries of the city attorney and the city clerk and the city treasurer. Drastic cuts. The city attorney from about $185,000 a year to $100,000. The city clerk from $128,000 down to $52,500 a year. And the treasurer, who, you know, the office is going to be eliminated. It really has been kind of obsolete for years, has been decreased from $50,000 a year to about $5,000. Now, the city clerk says the city can't legally do that in the middle of her term. She's an independently elected official. She's hired a lawyer. The lawyer says that if the city doesn't rescind that action, she is going to sue, and she confirmed that.
And Citizens Business Bank Arena in Ontario has a new name, and the 909 will get a new area code.
Right. As of July 1st, the Citizens Business Bank Arena becomes Toyota Arena. So if you want to look up the acts that are coming or the games that are going to be played there or buy tickets, the website is now going to be Toyota-arena.com. And meanwhile, the 909 is running out of phone numbers. And so rather than split the area code as has been done in the past, the 840 area code will be an overlay. That means any new numbers beginning next year will have that 840 rather than 909.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.